Now, Granny, then, I believe that's our room.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Store. This is Lum and Abner.
On the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
You mean you ain't got it fixed yet?
Called every 5 minutes.
All right, then tell him to hurry up and get it done. We've got to get to the county seat.
Bet he's called there 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's good. Well, tell him that. All right, Cedric. Goodbye.
Mr. Douglas still working on Cedric's car, huh?
Yeah, Granny, he's been on it for an hour now.
Yeah, the way it sounded when it broke down last night, Lum, I'd be surprised he ever gets that thing fixed.
Yeah, whereabouts was you at when it broke down?
Well, lucky for us, Grandpap, we're just about a half a mile out of town. I think it happened because Cedric was driving too bad blame fast. I told him to slow down, but Lum there, he kept telling him to go faster, faster.
Well, Granny, I want to get to the county seat and get that new car I want on the raffle. Don't forget, if I don't get it back here and drive down the main street before Squire does, I'll lose a bet.
I know that.
$50.
Yeah.
And Squire's getting his new car today.
I know.
Granny, I wish we'd hurry up and get Cedric's car fixed so that we can get on our way. I don't want to come this close to winning that bet and then lose. That makes it worse than ever.
Well, see what difference it makes how you lose. Cost you $50 either way.
I know it. Ain't going to cost me $50, though. I'm going to win that bet. You just wait and see.
Well, I hope you do, Lum.
I'm just lucky enough so the Squire don't get his car till late this afternoon. You'll see me driving down that street out there like nobody ever drove down a street before in their lives.
That I don't doubt. You better warn all the women to keep their youngins off the street, too.
Hey, that's right, Lum. You don't know how to drive a car, do you?
No, but I will. That's why Abner's going along with me.
After we turn in the raffle ticket and get my new car, he's going to learn me how to drive it on the way back here.
Yeah, I'm all right, Grandpap.
I wish Cedric could hurry up. Does anybody know exactly at what time of day Squire expects me to get his automobile?
I don't believe I heard him say, Lum.
Why don't you call him up on the phone and ask him, Abner? It's a fair question. That ain't cheating.
No.
No reason in the world why a fella shouldn't do that.
No, no, of course not. Why don't you do it?
No, I think you better do it. It'd look better.
Me?
Yeah, he might not tell me the truth.
Oh.
Go ahead and do it, Abner. Get on the phone.
Yeah, all right. Just ask him when he's getting his car, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I don't mind that.
That'll give us an idea about how much time we've got left to go on.
Yeah.
Tell us just how fast we've got to go to the county seat and get back here. It might be too late right now.
Wait a minute. Hello? Hey, is this you, Squire? Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Earl. What are you doing over there, Squire?
Oh, Earl must be this and old Squire.
Oh, well, I must have given the wrong ring, I reckon. No, this is Abner Peabody.
What they see in one another.
Oh, pretty good, Earl, I reckon. How's yourself?
Abner, hang up and call Squire.
Well, good for you. Did I hear what?
Abner.
Well, I do know. That is good news.
Oh, you sit there and get it.
Yeah, just a minute. Let me tell Lum and Grandpap.
What is it? Something about Squire's car?
No, Willie the Boodler's back in town.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You hear that, Grandpap? Willie's back.
Yeah, I hear that. Where's he been? When did he get back?
I ain't got the details yet. Earl, just hello, Earl. Yeah, when did he get here?
Abner, we ain't got time for this.
Oh, I see.
Do this in some other time.
Yes. Did he get his old cell back? Well, that's nice. Where's he been, anyway?
Abner, you can find all that out when we get back in the county seat.
Oh, yeah, well, he goes there about every year, don't he?
Where's he been, Abner?
Went back to his home for a family reunion.
Well?
How's that, Earl? Yeah, go ahead and read it. I'd love to hear that.
Just a minute, Abner. What you going to read to you?
It ain't much, Mom. It's an article that Willie brought back with him. Newspaper clipping out of society page telling all about the family reunion.
society table.
Yeah, go ahead, Earl. I'm listening.
What's the reunion of a batch of hobos doing on the society page?
Lum, the family ain't hobos. Just Willie's one of them. The rest of them are all rich.
Oh, yeah, they've got all kinds of money. Just rolling in it.
Oh, they've got it, Jester.
Yes, they have.
They have got it.
Oh, you just ain't talking.
Yes, sir. They're R.I.H. rich, that bunch is. Yes,
well,
sir.
You know what? Willie told me that family his is worth $15,000.
$15,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh, surely they ain't got that kind of money.
It's the truth. Leastways, according to Willie, it is.
Well.
Adam, are you just going to stand there at the telephone receiver in your hand?
No, yes, sir, that's right. What's the matter, thing? Yeah, say, Earl, would you read that last part over again? I missed it. Got to talk in here, the grandpa.
Adam, for goodness sake, hang up.
Well, Lum, I can't now. He's reading that article.
Oh.
Ain't polite to interrupt somebody when they're reading. You said that yourself.
I know, but this is different. This is emergencies. We got to get a hold of Squaw.
Well, the line's busy right now.
I know it is. That's what I'm kicking about.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, I'm listening, Earl. I just talked along. Yeah, go ahead. I'll say things.
Abner, for goodness sakes, cut it out. This idiotic conversation's costing me
$50. Yeah, that is interesting, Earl.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah, let me have the receiver once. I'd like to hear that article, too.
Well,
no, you keep away from that, Grandpap. I'm having enough trouble with Abner. Here, give me that phone.
Just a minute, Earl. Lum wants to talk to you. Stay there, Lum.
Hello, Earl.
Oh,
say, I'm expecting an important call. Just a minute, Earl.
Earl's a good out loud reader.
Oh, for goodness sake, now he started to read it to me.
Well, you'll enjoy it, Lum. Give the names of all of Willie's relays and what they done and all at the reunion. All rich stuff, you know.
You know, I never could figure out why Willie's family's so rich and he's a hobo.
Well, ain't he never told you? He hates and despises money.
Listen, Earl,
He's sort of ashamed of his family for making so much money, he says. He considers them failures. Claims they don't know how to live life.
Listen, Earl, it's no use.
Well, what does Willie keep going to them family reunions for, then?
Just to keep proving to yourself that he's got the right idea about how to live.
Listen, Earl.
Willie says he's the only
Earl,
happy
I'd like
one
to get
the whole
the
family. Oh. And the only happy one, too. Oh, he feels sorry for his rich brothers. Just feels thumbed down.
Now, listen here, Earl. Oh, there just ain't no stopping that, man. Looks like this is the only thing I can do.
What? Here, Lum, you hung up on me.
Yeah, and then blame right I hung up on
him. Well, that ain't nice.
Well, I ain't going to stand here and listen to him read that junk out of the society column while I'm just the same as losing $50.
Well, Lum, we can't leave for the county seat anyway until Cedric gets his car fixed.
No, but we can call Squire and find out if I've still got time to win. And what if Cedric had tried to call us and tell us the car was ready?
Oh.
Maybe I better call over there and find out if he did try to get us.
Call every 5 minutes.
One, two, goodness.
Huh?
That blame Earl still going strong. I think he's reading the whole paper now.
Yeah, he said there was a lot of interesting things in there.
Reading the advertisement.
He was, huh?
Oh. And wait a minute, there comes one color I want to see.
Huh?
Squire Skim.
Oh, yeah, there's Squire.
I don't see no new car out there.
No.
He must have it already or he wouldn't be coming over here.
Oh, yeah, he's got it, yeah.
Everything goes wrong with me, looks like.
Oh, well, don't feel that way about it now, Lum. Bad luck.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, hello, Grandpap. Howdy, Lum, Abner.
Well,
hello, Squire.
See, you never lost no time getting over here to settle up.
Well, Lum, bet is a bet, you know.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I always believe in a loser paying his debt on time.
Yeah, well, I do, too.
Of course, there's that one little formality, Lum. According to the terms of our bet, why, I'll have to see you drive the car down the street here before I pay you the money.
Yeah, well, natural, I expect. You pay me?
Yes, sir. By the way, what kind of a car did you get, Lum? I thought surely you'd have it sitting out in front of the store there.
Well, see, I ain't got it yet, Squire.
You haven't got it?
No.
Why, I understood that you went to the county seat last night to pick it up.
Well, we started out, but Cedric's car broke down out here about half a mile out of town. So we couldn't make it.
Oh, I see. Then you haven't got your car yet, huh?
You were aiming on starting again quick as Mr. Douglas gets done fixing it.
Well, by Jove, now, that is good news.
So it looks now like I'm the one that's going to pay you.
To be honest, Lum, I haven't got my car yet either.
You ain't?
No, not yet.
Well, I thought you were supposed to get it sometime today.
Well, I thought so, too. In fact, they promised me that, but they just informed me over the phone that I can't get it until tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's what.
Well, hooray. Good for me.
Or possibly late this evening, they said.
Oh, well, as any as I've still got
it. Why, sure. Yes, sir.
That is, if Mr. Douglas ever gets done with Cedric's car.
Well, he's working on it fast as he can.
Call over there, Abner, and see if they're ready.
Mom, there ain't no use to bother them no more. You didn't call him over there every 2 minutes. That's the reason they ain't got it fixed. You won't give them time to work on the car. They have to keep answering the telephone.
All right.
All right, Douglas, wait a minute. There he comes. There comes Cedric Lump. Right there. There comes Cedric.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Come in here, Cedric.
Oh, come on, fellas. It's all fixed. Let's get going.
All right, Douglas, we're with you, Cedric. Come on, Lump. Let's get going.
Coming.
Take care of the store, Grandpap. Squire, you might just as well sit there and wait till I get that $50 ready.
Yeah. Looks like the race is still on, Grandpa.
Yeah, looks like you done lost your bet, Squire.
Oh, I don't know, Grandpa. I don't know. Lots of things can happen between here and the county seat. Lots of things.
Squire is right. The race is on. But I don't like the ominous tone in his voice. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.